With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. Nicolet College offers a range of degree and certification programs in the public safety sector. While most of the classes and training happen at the campus in Rhinelander, in the last 2 years, they've started offering some courses at local high schools. There have been firefighting courses at Northland Pines and Tomahawk High Schools and an EMS course at Three Lakes High School. Ray Lemke is the Nicolet College Fire and Emergency Medical Services Specialist. He says it's a great way to expose students to these careers, especially when there's a shortage of workers in these fields nationwide.
I've had people come up to me and say, gee, I wish I'd have done this years and years ago. Giving them the opportunity to explore and to experience what fire, EMS, and law enforcement are about at that age level to help make career determinations and career decisions moving forward and or to stay in the local community and be a volunteer for their local organization.
Nicolet College is somewhat limited on how many high schools they can get to in a year, mostly because of staffing and the larger geographic area of their district. Associate Dean of Public Safety Jason Goldner says they'd like to start going to districts every other year so they can reach more of them. As a firefighter himself, Goldner says it's important to get people into these careers.
There's a lot of small communities, and we're all helping our neighbors and our families and our loved ones in that. And if no one's going to do it, no one's going to come to that call when you need help. So it's getting out and just basically giving back or throwing it forward, whatever you want to call it, but it's just serving your community.
Lemke and Goldner encourage anyone interested in these careers to reach out. They're always happy to talk about the program. A northern Wisconsin tribe and a coalition of groups are moving to block plans to reroute an aging pipeline around the tribe's reservation. The Bad River Band of Lake Superior Chippewa filed a lawsuit in Ashland County Thursday challenging the validity of the environmental impact statement on rerouting Enbridge's Line 5. The tribe and a number of groups, including Clean Wisconsin and the League of Women Voters, have also petitioned the State Department of Natural Resources for a hearing on the validity of the first round of construction permits the agency issued last month. The tribe and its allies argue in the lawsuit and hearing petitions that the DNR couldn't legally approve the reroute because Enbridge did not show how it would minimize harm to the state's waterways and wetlands, and the company is underestimating the impacts while overstating its ability to restore the environment. The DNR issued state permits for the reroute in November. The project still requires permits from the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. A proposed copper mine in the Upper Peninsula is one step closer to getting $50 million in state funds. IPR climate reporter Izzy Ross has the latest.
Funding for the project by the Canadian company Highland Copper was in front of the State House Appropriations Committee on Wednesday. Nicole Kiwe-Biber is a citizen of the Little Traverse Bay Bands of Odawa Indians and spoke at the hearing.
This is a dangerous project to these places. We can't ignore that. There's a lot of work to be done of restoration. We can invest in repair and cleanup. So vote no on this $50 million.
There's a lot of controversy around the mine and over 300,000 signatures on a petition opposing it. The underground mine would be built near Lake Superior and the Porcupine Mountains Wilderness State Park in the Upper Peninsula. Supporters, meanwhile, say it could boost flagging local economies and help meet demand for minerals necessary to build renewable energy technologies like windmills. The House committee ultimately advanced the funding. It still needs approval from a state Senate committee. I'm Izzy Ross.
Wisconsin has seen another record-breaking year for outdoor recreation, and hopes are that trend will continue. The state has broken records in the outdoor recreation industry in back-to-back years. The state of Wisconsin pulled in $11.2 billion through outdoor recreation in 2023, which is an astonishing 9.4% increase from the previous year. 2022 also set a record. Daryl Stetzer is a salesman with Central Wisconsin Power Sports.
After COVID hit, where you couldn't do things together, you had to be, you know, by yourself. You could certainly, we saw a lot of people buying UTVs and ATVs, taking their family on, you know, outings together.
Optimism is high as we approach the end of 2024. Rob Shepard, owner of Shepard and Schaller Sporting Goods.
But I think this year with the forecasted winter and the snow and the cold that we have certainly had, we should even be exceeding those numbers.
Both Shepard and Stetzer agree they're expecting the industry to continue to grow with interest increasing to get outside. This story is courtesy of WAOW Television. The Crandon School District announces a new administrator has been hired. Jason Bertrand will begin his position with the Crandon School District July 1st of next year. He's a familiar face in the area, having come to the Crandon community 10 years ago when he became the higher education director with the Forest County Potawatomi. He joined the Leona School District in 2017, where he is currently the middle high school principal. Bertrand lives in Crandon with his wife and three children. The Forest County Sheriff's Office has sent out word of two arrests related to child pornography allegations. The first involves a Crandon man arrested on an accusation of possession of child pornography. A lengthy investigation began 2 years ago when the Forest County Sheriff's Office received word from the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children reporting several files were uploaded containing potential child pornography. The investigation led to 29-year-old Jeffrey Stefanik. Stefanik has been referred to the Forest County District Attorney's Office for potential charges of possession of child pornography, possession of firearms as a felon, and drug possession. Another investigation involved authorities in both Forest and Oneida counties and led to the arrest of 44-year-old Timothy Storr of Rhinelander. Searches were conducted in both Rhinelander and the Forest County town of Lincoln. Storr has been arrested and referred to the Forest County District Attorney's Office on child pornography allegations. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.